Today's scripture reading is from Exodus 17, 1 to 7, and 1 Corinthians 10, 2 to 4, and 11.
今天讀的經文是出埃及記的第十七章第一至七節，以及哥林多前書的第十章二至四節和十一節。
Okay. We'll read this responsibly. I'll read one verse and then you follow with the next verse.
我們啟言方式來讀，先用英文讀，然後中文讀。我们开头会读英文，跟住下一节嘅就你爱读中文。
At the Lord's command, the whole community of Israel left the wilderness of Sin and moved from place to place. Eventually, they camped at Rehoboam, but there was no water there for the people to drink.
所以与摩西争闹，说：给我们水喝吧。摩西对他们说。 你们为什么与我争闹？为什么试探耶和华呢？
Quiet, Moses replied. Why are you complaining against me? And why are you testing the Lord?
摩西就呼求耶和华说：我向这百姓怎样行？他们几乎要拿石头打死我。
The Lord said to Moses, walk out in front of the people, take your staff, and when you struck the water of the Nile, and call some of the elders of Israel to join you.
我必在何烈的磐石那里站在你面前，你要击打磐石，从磐石里必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。
Moses named the place Massah, which means test, and Meribah, which means arguing, because the people of Israel argued with Moses and tested the Lord by saying, is the Lord here with us or not?
都在雲裡海裡受洗歸了摩西。
All of them ate the same spiritual food.
也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。我们一起读十八节。他们遭遇这些事，都要作为鉴，并且在经上正在警戒我们这末世的人。
May God bless the reading of His Word. Today's message, Grumbling in the Desert by Pastor Wilson.
You don't have to be a human being for long to know that extreme suffering always challenges us.
我们不需要说我们年纪很大，已经知道就说，有很多的痛苦的时候，会令到我们很大的改变。
And may I suggest to you, it polarizes us.
会令到我们是去颠倒的人，会很大不同的改变。
And by that I mean, it will either make you harder, nastier, more sad, more bitter, or it will make you more godly, greater, more loving, tender-hearted, and compassionate.
所以人去遭遇到一个很大的遭遇的时候，会令到你有两种可能不同的反应，一可能会令到你更加的痛苦，更加的去埋怨，更加的伤心，更加的不开心，或者会令到你更加另一边的是更加你坚强，你系强壮，你更加有信心，更加仰望神。
But I think you agree with me. It's not going to leave you alone. It'll do something to you, right?
我哋好明白就话，原来我遭遇到一个好大嘅一个遭遇嘅时候，会系令到人有改变。
You can't stay where you were. Suffering does that to you.
我哋唔可以话，遇到一个遭遇之后，我哋会完全冇改变，我哋唔会系咁样嘅。
You see, one or the other happens: more godly or more of a tyrant.
所以人去遭遇一个好大的一个遭遇的时候，会令到我哋一系就会更加嘅痛苦，或者系一个更加大嘅去仰望神。
On the one hand, God becomes bigger in your life.
一系你会更加嘅去更加嘅仰望神，见到神嘅更加嘅美好。
And you become smaller.
你会见到自己系几咁嘅渺小。
You depend, you love, and you serve, and you obey Him more.
遭遇嚟到时候会更加嘅去仰望神，去投靠神，去去顺服神。
Or you grumble, you complain, you kick and scream, you blame God for a mess that life brings you.
或者另一相反就系话你会去埋怨，你去愤怒，去愤怒就系话去埋怨神，点解会咁嘅事会发生喺我身上
？See, today we're going to look at a response. The nation of Israel, God's nation child in the Old Testament, their response to suffering.
所以今天嘅早上，我哋去睇就系话呢班以色列人就系点样嘅去遭遇到嘅遭遇嘅时候，佢哋点样去回应神。
And it doesn't look pretty. If you're familiar with this part of the Bible, it doesn't look pretty.
原来熟悉嘅圣经嘅时候，你见到就话佢呢个嘅佢哋嘅反应系唔系咁好。
Now, before I start into that response, you need to understand that complaining, there's contrasts about complaining in the Bible. Some complaining is good.
当我哋去投诉嘅时候，我哋去睇圣经嘅时候，有啲嘅投诉或者有个抱怨系好嘅。
For example,And I'll just show you, just briefly. Girls, if you don't mind, slide one. There it is. Psalm 64:1. The psalmist is complaining. But this is a good kind of complaint. Do you see it, what it says there? Oh God, listen to my complaint. Protect my life from my enemy's threats.
有些投诉是好的，我就在个例子就是说，在个诗篇的第64篇第一节就说，神啊，我哀叹的时候，求你听我的声音，求你保护我的性命，不受仇敌的惊恐。
You see why that's a good complaint? Because they haven't lost hope. They're seeking the Lord's help. They're acknowledging that they've been, you know, why Lord?Why feel abandoned? But they're seeking the Lord. See, there's a difference.
这个例子就是说，一个诗人所去讲的时候，他是完全的好像没有失去一个盼望，他们是寻找神，去寻找神的帮手帮忙。
I'll give you one more example of a good complaint, and you can contrast it with what you just read when we read it together, Exodus 17, which is a bad complaint.
我给你一个例子，就是一个好的一个投诉，就去对比了我们今天去看的第17章的出埃及记的一个不好的投诉。
Okay, I'm just giving small sample sizes, tons of these in the Bible. This is a good complaint again, Psalm 142, 1-3. I cry out to the Lord. I plead for the Lord's mercy. I pour out my what?Complaints before him and tell him all my troubles. When I am overwhelmed, you alone know the way I should turn. Wherever I go, my enemies have set traps for me.
这个诗篇是142章的1-3节，我发声怨告耶和华，求发声恳求耶和华，我在他面前吐露我的苦情，陈说我的患难，我的灵在我里面发昏的时候，你知道我的道路，我在行的路上，敌人为我暗设网罗。
See, the psalmist gives us examples of honest doubting. We all doubt in some way or another God.
诗人又俾好多嘅例子，就系话我哋人咧会有一个好诚实嘅一个嘅怀疑。
And God doesn't chide you if you're honest.If you honestly say, Lord, help my unbelief, He doesn't chide you for that.
若然我哋好诚实嘅去睇一个情况，系我哋有个怀疑嘅时候，呢样嘢系好嘅，神系唔会指责我哋嘅。
But did you notice Exodus 17 and the difference between honest doubt, which is good, and rebellious, murmuring, grumbling?
但是我今天看的第17章就是一个相反，就是说一班的人他们 是不诚实，他们很愤怒的去埋怨神，这个就跟这个当初我们看的是不同。
This is God's people in the Old Testament, Israel, murmuring, grumbling, rebelliously. I'm going to kill you, Moses. You're the leader. I'm going to kill you. God appointed you. So ultimately, they're pointing to God.
咁刚才我睇第十七章嘅时候，就系佢哋呢班人，佢哋好愤怒嘅，佢哋好埋怨性嘅，或者激怒性嘅去埋怨摩西，做乜你带我哋呢班人去嚟到咁嘅情况咧？佢哋埋怨神，佢哋埋怨神点解会咁嘅事发生？
Rachel, if you don't mind, go back to verse 2 of our text. That's Exodus 17:2. I love the New Living Translation, and it's good. It's a good translation, but it doesn't bring out the word. The word there that you see, complaining. It's really a stronger word. It means quarrel.
当时他们班人呢，他们去投诉，就是投诉摩西，不是投诉神，他当时的情况。但这个新的译本呢，其实有些字眼好像不是很完全的表达到，就是说其实这个他们的投诉当中里面呢，是有些挣扎争闹。
It means that they reached the apex of their complaining. It's reached a higher level.
当时他们的情况已经投诉到一个情况，就是说已经去到爆点了。
They're revolting. They're saying, Lord,Moses, you led us to this desert. We're dying of thirst.
他就话，他当时投诉就系话，摩西，你带神啊，你俾带我哋出嚟呢班嘅人去到呢个嘅荒地嘅沙漠，我哋呢班人已经冇水饮。
So their complaint is brought on by a lack of faith in the living God.
咁啊，佢当时佢就系话，心里边系一个缺呢个份信心去投诉神。
And they're striving against Moses, who was the appointed leader by God.
而当时更加嘅都系佢哋去投诉摩西，因为当时摩西就系佢哋呢班人嘅领袖。
And do you notice what they're accusing God of?
咁佢哋去投诉神啲乜嘢咧
？Treason, being a traitor. They're saying you led us to die in the desert.
当时呢班人就系投诉摩西，投诉神，佢觉得佢哋一班系一个嘅伪君子，因为点解？因为系佢哋将我哋带出呢个地方，让到我哋去死。
They were saying in that word quarrel, God, you're going back on your word. You're going back on your promise, your covenant, your covenant with us. You're going back.
他就是投诉神，就是说神啊，你去自己你去违约，因为你说你会照顾我们这帮以色列人，但是我们现在 就要学死。
You said you'd lead us to the promised land, not this wilderness wandering.
他说你神啊，你是说会带我们去这个应许之地的，但是为什么会带我们来这个沙漠要我们死呢？
Again, these are strong accusations. They're accusing God, you broke your covenant. You broke your word.
他就是很指控性的去指控神，就是说是你去破坏这个盟约。
Now, before we get too hard on the Israelites, they are in a tough situation, wouldn't you agree?
是当时的情况，原来你看圣经的时候，他们是当时在沙漠当中是一个 很困难的时间。
I don't know, I've been dehydrated before. Have you been dehydrated before? Have you ever been thirsty to the point of extreme? That's tough! That's tough!
啊、你有没有试过真的很有颈渴，或者甚至去到缺水的情况呢？你有没有试过其实是挺辛苦的？
So let's not be too harsh on the Israelites, right? They are in a tough situation. They are suffering.
所以其实越来越明白的时候，我们都理解到其实这帮以色列人当时是真的挺辛苦的。
But do you see the danger they're in? How can you, the creature, shake your fist at GodThe Creator, how can that be?
但我都要去明白，就系话我哋嗰时嘅以色列人，亦都系代表咗我哋呢个人，点可以去同神呢个嘅领呢个嘅创造者去埋怨呢
？But just like Job, who the Bible says is righteous, we do that. We complain against God.
你都睇圣经入边当中，旧约当中有有 Job 啊。约伯佢都系喺个当时喺困难嘅情况，佢都系埋怨神。
See, I really, again, because my time's limited, I can't really give you a full-fledged description of covenant. But covenant's like a treaty, you know, a treaty between a superpower nation and their leader and a struggling nation.
圣经当中讲的约其实都好像代表了一个的民契一样、啊、代表了譬如好像两个国家一个的强国和一个弱国的当中一个的民约。
In case you're interested, you can read about covenants in Genesis 9, Genesis 12, Exodus 19 through 24. It's written all over there, and also Deuteronomy.
其实圣经里面旧约当中很多的不同的地方都有讲过神和人的立约。
In fact,it's all through the Bible, even the New Covenant in Luke 22:20.
亦都系，譬如话喺一个路加福音嘅第22章入边，都有讲到神点样同人有立约。
But the bottom line is this: God desires to know us, so He makes a covenant with us.
啊，问题就系话当中嘅，就我哋要明白就系话系神系想同我哋有当中有呢个嘅关系，而所以先至有呢个盟约。
And He pledges.And he ratifies the covenant or the treaty. And they did that not by exchanging rings back then or by signing a contract. They walked through a dead animal.
当时的情况就是怎样 去做一个盟约呢，就是说当时就没说签个纸，写张纸就说、哦、这个约呢我们两个都要守了，也不是说我们要换一个戒指去承认、哦、我们呢会守一个盟约。当时在个旧的时间的时候呢，怎样去守一个盟约，就是说会 有一些死了的动物是愿意去行在上面。
So when you walk through the dead animal, you're saying I'm going to keep this promiseAnd if I don't, I'm going to be like that dead animal.
在个旧的时候，就是说我就会守怎样去成这个盟约，就是说那个人呢，那两边的人呢就会行过这个死过的动物，就说若然我是去破这个约的时候，我就会好像这个死的动物一样。
You know, every time I suggest that to people who are getting married, they say, we'd rather exchange rings. we don't want to mess up the place and put a dead animal there. We want to exchange rings.
譬如牧师讲个笑，就系话同啲新人嘅去想结婚嘅时候，不如咧真系换戒指啦，简单啲吓，唔好行过呢个死嘅动物。
But in all seriousness, God is saying, God walked through that symbol, saying, I will deliver. I will deliver you.
神的同人的这个盟约就都是真的好像有这个盟约当中去行过一死的动物，就说神会应许会拯救人。
And Israel is accusing God, putting him on trial, if you will, saying, God, you're lying.
但是当时以色列人就说去埋怨神，去投诉神，就说神啊，你没有守这个盟约。
So there is the situation, and it's a dire one.It's a dire one because what's going to happen? What's going to happen? So let's look at this. Look at the story here under three headings: Israel's grumbling, Moses' panic, and God's deliverance.
所以今天早上我们就去看当时这个的他们当时的、对神有一个愤怒，一个埋怨、啊、我们看三样东西，就是说当时以色列人对神的埋怨，第二就是说当时摩西的惊恐，还有第三就是神的回应。
Again, God is being treated irreverently. Right? God is God. These people, Israel, are putting God to the test.
啊、当时神就是去怎样去回应他们这帮的人。
But God is the one who tests us, right? We don't test God. But this is what Israel is doing.、
啊、神是给人有一个试炼，我们人不应该去试探神。
Rachel, slide 5. The Israelites are suffering. Again, that's, we discussed that already. They're in the desert, the wilderness of life. By the way,、just like Pastor Thomas said in yesterday's sermon at the memorial service,desert, wilderness is symbolic of struggle, of death. Struggle in the Old Testament.
昨天牧师都是在一个丧礼当中都给他的讲道，都讲到就说其实代表了一个、沙漠和一个旱漠的地方，其实代表了死亡的意思。
I don't know if again, some of you, everybody's different, but when you're up against the wallAnd the pressure is on. What do you do?
当困难来到的时候，我们逼到埋墙了，我们当时的心情是怎样的呢？
A lot of us fuss. A lot of us complain. A lot of us grumble. And some of us attack. 当我们去逼到埋墙的时候，我们会投诉，我们去埋怨，我们埋怨当时的情况，为什么会事会发生在我身上。
Just think the last time you had a fight with your spouse. What did you do? You probably grumbled.
试试想一次，就是上一次你会同，譬如说你同你的配偶有这个拗交的时候，你会怎样的呢？你会自己在心里面有一个埋怨，为什么会发生？
They're ready to stone Moses. That's what they did for the death penalty back then. There's no electric chair, so they pick up stones and everybody's going to say 1, 2, 3 and throw it at you.
所以当时呢，他们班人呢已经想 去杀摩西了。去那当时呢，若然我们有人呢当时要 去杀一个人呢，不是说即是要把他的电椅那里，就是他们每人呢就执起个石头，就想吊死摩西。
Because that was the penalty for treason. Treason. Being a traitor. Death.
因为当时呢就是说，若然一个人去叛国的时候，他们的惩罚就是被石去吊死。
Okay, so that's Israel and what's happening there. They're grumbling, they're suffering. That's a picture there. But let's look at Moses now. Because it seems like this grumbling is addictive. Moses starts to panic. Did you notice that?
所以咧，当时嘅情况就系话，呢班嘅人佢哋喺个沙漠当中，佢哋好颈渴，佢哋去投诉神，投诉摩西，佢想掉死摩西。而呢个嘅投诉亦都好似有一个嘅反应，就话亦都影响咗摩西，佢点样回应
？Fear is starting to show, and verse 4 points that out. Sorry, I didn't put verse 4 up there. Exodus 17:4.Then Moses cried out to the Lord, What should I do with these people? They're ready to stone me.
当时那些人想去吊死摩西，但摩西怎样去反应？摩西当时的情况就是在第四节那里说，他也是 去呼求耶和华，就说你看看这帮人，他们这帮人就是想吊死我了。
Now Moses cries out to the living God for help, and that's good. That's a good thing.
摩西当时的情况是好的，他是去呼求神的帮助。
But as many commentators say, his words don't sound too pleasant. They're angry words.
但是很多的解经家里面讲的就是说，当时摩西的呼求当中其实都是有带含着一个的，是叫愤怒，一个埋怨。
You see, I'm a member of a presbytery.And that's a collection of ministers who formulate actually a regional church.
牧师也是代表是个长老会里面当中的牧师。
And you know, we share a lot of our hardships, and there's a lot of complaining among spiritual leaders.
其实当中入边长老会入边当中都有牧者，都系有好当中入边嘅有一个嘅嘅挣扎。
Right, just like Moses. You know what he's saying to God? What do you expect me to do, God? You know, remember the meeting to the burning bush? You're the one who called me.
就摩西点嘅反应就话，佢同神真系佢都系埋怨。你想我究竟系想我点样啊？你都系当时系你喺个嘅当时喺个嘅西乃山嗰度有一个嘅火，我同你遇见，系你叫我成为呢班人嘅领袖。而家咁嘅情况，你想我点啊
？I didn't ask for this job。
我冇话想要呢份嘅工作。
You're the one who put me in charge。
系你叫我去领呢班嘅人。
You see what fear does to you? Fear.You're up against the wall. Fear brings the worst out of you.
你睇就系话，当一个人去到一个惊恐嘅时候，你逼到埋墙，你冇办法去走嘅时候，你会有个埋怨嘅反应。
Right to slide 7. Okay, so we got Israel's grumbling. Got a picture of that. You've got a picture of Moses' panic. Now, how about God's response to all of this? It's really remarkable. Really remarkable in this text what happens.
所以提到当时的这班以色列人他们的埋怨当时的情况，看到就是摩西他自己的怎样的去有个惊恐，他投诉神为什么会这样的事发生，为什么会这样做。我们看看现在就是神怎样的回应。
Sorry, I didn't put 5-6 there. You have to go back to Exodus 17:5-6.It's really remarkable. This is astonishing. The Lord answered Moses, Walk on ahead of the people. Take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile. It's the same staff, right? The staff that struck the Nile. And go, and I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. And then this is the remarkable part. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink. So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel.
就在圣经里面讲，就说在第五、第六节，就说耶和华怎么同摩西讲，就说你手里拿着你先前击打河水的杖，领带领以色列的几个长老从百姓面前走出来。 我必在河裂的磐石那里站在你面前，你击打磐石，就说同一个杖，就是当时同一个杖去打这个磐石。他说从那里必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。
Now the New Living Translation matches the King James, which matches the Chinese, the traditional Union Chinese version. It says, I will stand on the rock. Some translations like NIV would say near the rock or next to the rock.
咁呢個嘅翻譯嘅譯本有唔同，佢講嘅就係差唔多嘅，都係講就話當摩西話要去打呢個磐石嘅時候，神其實都係喺個旁邊。
Now don't mix this episode up with Numbers 20. There was another rock that was struck in Numbers 20 after the giving of the law at Sinai.
其實呢，打個磐石有水出嚟，就好似有另一個時間都係好像差唔多，就喺個民數記嘅第22章第20章都好似咁嘅情況。Okay,
that's a different situation.
但嗰陣時嗰個情況係唔同嘅。
See, Moses struck the rock twice in Numbers 20, and God said only strike it once, and he got into a lot of trouble. So much trouble that Moses, he doesn't get to the promised land.
喺個《民數記》第20章入邊咧，神咧亦都係叫個摩西用個杖去打一個磐石，去出水。但係神咧叫摩西去打一次，但係摩西係打兩次去出呢個水，就係因為咁佢摩西佢冇將佢嘅信心完全擺喺神度當中，令到佢冇能夠去入到呢個嘅應許之地。See,
in most of the passages in the Old Testament that explain the desert wanderings, they're positive. They're saying about God's care, about how God delivered. But there are some passages that talk about judgment.
其實在當中裏面，他們在方言裏面，當中他們的雲遊，這麼多年40年，當中裏面有好的，也都有當中看到神怎樣去照顧他們，去安撫他們，也都有當中有不好的事件，他們怎樣去埋怨神。
Because there comes a point in time when God will judge. And in this case, Moses is not allowed to complete the mission. He's held back, as well as anyone above 20 in Israel was not allowed to go into the promised land.
就話喺之後嘅事件發生，喺摩西佢冇完全嘅相信神，佢將呢個磐石打兩次先出水，佢因為佢失去咗信心，令到佢都唔能夠去入到呢個應許之地，亦都係有其他嘅年長嘅全部嘅人當時嘅情況，亦都係佢哋都係冇入到呢個應許之地。
Again, you got to take the Bible as whole. Majority of the verses talk about God's care. You know, like Deuteronomy 1:31, God's care for Israel in the wilderness. But there are some passages that talk about, you know, like the snake bites and the 23,000 that were killed because they continued to grumble. So you got to recognize that those occur in the Bible
too.
Here's an example of the caring one that I mentioned, Deuteronomy 1:31. You could see it for yourself, and you saw how the Lord your God cared for you all along the way as you traveled through the wilderness, just as a father cares for his child. Now he has brought you to this place.
我俾幾個例子咧，就話神點樣去真係嘅有去照顧呢班嘅以色列人。我俾個例子就係話喺《申命記》第1章第31節，你們在曠野所行的路上也曾見耶和華你們神安撫你們，如同人安撫兒子一樣，直等到你們在這地方。
So God's love and grace is continuing.
神嘅爱同埋佢嘅爱护系不断嘅，喺当时系照顾佢哋。
But there are verses like Psalm 106:14 that said their hearts were so hardened. It says here, quote, in the wilderness their desires ran wild, testing God's patience in that dry wasteland.
亦都系嘅，譬如话俾嚟嘅例子，但系佢人咧当时咧亦都系有叛逆神嘅，点都系点去愤怒。就话喺个嘅诗篇第106篇第14章，就话反倒在旷野大起欲心，在荒地试探神。
So on the one hand, God's people Israel, desert experience, wandering, they're learning. Trust the living God. Receive His blessing, receive His care.
当时他们帮这帮以色列人，他们在荒地当中去受苦，他们学习怎样去依靠神。
But you can't not notice and see some of the verses. They show, because of your constant rebellion, I'm going to bring judgment on you.
但系都喺唔同嘅地方当中，圣经里面都睇到，就系话当时佢哋不断嘅都有不断嘅去叛逆，佢哋嘅埋怨，神系俾到要见到呢个愤怒，神点样去惩罚佢哋
？Okay, I needed to explain that to get to the crux of the matter, God's deliverance, God's response.
但我需要去讲呢样嘢，点解？因为咧就系话最后嘅点样神去带出呢个嘅救恩。
Can you imagine the amazement of Moses? God tells him, he's on the rock. And you know what he says? Strike the rock. Strike it.
神当时就叫摩西，你用这个杖去打这个石，磐石。
Now, this is Moses. Right? You're not to touch anything that God is on, or you die. He knows that.
摩西都明白就是说当时神与人神掂过嘅嘢，神与作完当中嘅时候，嗰人系唔可以去掂嗰样嘢。
Do you remember Mount Sinai? Why people were so frightened? They're running the other way and say, "Moses, you do it, you do it. We're running to the hills. You go meet God. We're running the other way." Do you remember that?
记唔记得喺个旧约时日当中，喺嗰个西奈山嘅时候，神咧就会显现喺个山上面，就系、是、人咧点解话哦，佢哋班人唔想去，就叫摩西你去啦。
Because if anyone went near Mount Sinai, touched Mount Sinai, when God is on it, they die.
因为第二人才知道就话，若然神喺当时喺嗰个情况嘅时候，喺嗰个地方神系掂过嘅，若然人去到嘅，人系唔能够抵挡，人系会死。
So I want you to put yourself in Moses' shoes now.
所以我哋要去代入，我再去代入咗好似摩西嘅情况当中。
You know that, and God is telling you now. I want you to lift this staff, the same staff that delivered Israel from Egyptian slavery, that divided the Red Sea and killed all the Egyptians. When you were saved, the water came back and killed all the Egyptians. I want you to take that staff and hit the rock.
就当时情况就系话，神就叫摩西用同一个杖去打呢个石，呢盘石。呢个杖就系同一个杖，就系佢当时就领呢个班以色列人去出呢个红海，就呢个杖，佢就要叫呢个嘅红海去分开，就杀死咗好多当时当中嘅埃及嘅兵队。
Also, I want you to take my judgment rod and strike the rock. Bring it down, whack. Bring it down on it.
神就话叫摩西就系将呢个杖去打呢个磐石。
You know what that means？
呢个系咩代表乜嘢咧
？God says, "I'll take it. I'll take the punishment for you." Moses struck the rock, and then living water comes out of the rock.
意思其实代表咗就话神。他会承受这个的惩罚，这个的审判，将摩西在打一个磐石的时候，水流出来。
Right? You know what it points to.
意思是什么呢？大家都明白。
Centuries later, a cross is raised, right? With Jesus nailed on it. Right? It's raised up on a hill.
就是代表了耶稣基督，他就是背上这个十字架，这个木头。
And God's wrath, His judgment rod, comes down
on Jesus.
就是耶稣, 他愿意的去钉死在十字架上, 他承受了这个惩罚, 这个愤怒。
And how do we know then Exodus 17 is pointing to that?
我怎么知道刚才所读的, 其实是指着耶稣基督的呢?
Well, you and I read it. The Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 10, he's explaining the rock is Christ.
因为就是说在这个圣经里面其实是讲解了这个哥林多前书就是保罗去讲解就是说这个磐石就是代表了主耶稣基督。
Rachel, go back to 1 Corinthians 10. I think it's verse 11. Verse 4 probably. Yeah, verse 4. And all of them drank the same spiritual water, for they drank from the spiritual rock that traveled with them, and that rock was Christ.
圣经里面其实讲解得很清楚，就是说，我们看就是说，也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，这磐石就是基督。You
see, we're the ones supposed to be on trial, not God.
我们明白就是说，其实我们是应该受到这个惩罚。
We're the ones who are supposed to be punished because we're the sinners. We grumble.
我们是埋怨，是我们是一帮的罪人，是我们应该受到惩罚。
But Jesus takes our place, right? He pays our sin penalty.
但就是耶稣基督他代了我们的罪，去钉在十字架上。
God takes the blow.
就是神去接受了这个惩罚。
Moses strikes the rock.
代表好像摩西去打这个磐石。
But here's the key to all this. The water. Are you drinking the water?
但是就是我们去看一个很着重的一个指点，就是说这个水，我们是不是今天去喝这个水呢？
Because on the cross, when Jesus expired, the soldier speared Jesus' dead body, right?
因为当时原来看圣经的时候，你记得就话，当耶稣去死的时候，他当时的兵，他怎样去用个刺去督耶稣基督去流嘅血
？And out gush blood and water.
就话嗰个兵，佢点样用呢个嘅刺去刺耶稣基督去出血，就好似出水一样。
And the reason why you and I have to drink from it is what Jesus said in John 7, 37, 38. Anyone who comes to me will never thirst again. In fact, out of him will flow streams of water from his insides.
我说为什么要去喝这个水呢？就是在约翰福音第七章第37至38节就说，人若喝了 可以到我这里来，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
You see, Jesus drinks the dregs. He drinks the cup of wrath, God's wrath. We, in turn, drink his living water.
就说神耶稣基督，他喝这个神这个愤怒。 而我们人只能够去喝这个灵明的活水。
And so the key is, are you drinking from the living water today?
所以我的问题就是说，今天的早上你是不是喝这个灵神给我们的活水呢？
That's a very important question. Do you want to drink from the living water?
问题也是说，你是愿意去喝这个神这个活水呢？
Because as the New Testament explains, it's the water, it's the only water that will satisfy you.
因为圣经说，就是说，灵神的这个活水才是唯一的水，能够去令到我们。
It's the only water that will cleanse you.
是这个唯有的水才能够去洁净我们的生命。
It will enliven you. It will invigorate you.
唯有神这个给我们的活水才能够使我们人有一个生命，使我们能够人有一个改变。
You know, when I became dehydrated, and many of you who have become dehydrated, what happens? You get delirious.
若然你试过的时候，若然你是有脱水的时候，你会怎么样啊？你会人有神志不清。
Right, you're working hard in the kitchen, right? And you forget to drink. Right, you're working hard, sweating. And you get dizzy, right?
譬如说你去厨房，你煮东西的时候，你不断地煮，汗不断地流，你脱水的时候，但你仍然不断地煮。
Eventually, you can't stand. You got to sit. Your vision's clouded.
到一个情况就是说，你眼睛蒙，即是觉得人是晕晕地了，你要想坐下。
And Jesus says, you've got to drink my living water.
耶稣就说你会饮我的活水。
See, if you want to drink from the rock of Christ, you have to acknowledge that God is my judge.
所以你想饮这个活水的时候，饮这个水从这个盘石出来的时候，你要明白就是耶稣基督是我们的拯救者。
You know, that's why we named Daniela Daniela. Daniela is a female form of Daniel. Daniel means God is my judge.
Daniela 呢，就为什么叫 Daniela 呢？因为呢，就是 Daniela 就是 Daniel 的女的译本，就代表了这个的神是一个审判。
We deserve the blow. You deserve the rod of God's wrath because we're rebels, right?
是因为我们去埋怨，我们去愤怒，是我们是应该承受这个的惩罚。
But the gospel is God took the blow for me.
但是圣经讲就话是耶稣基督去受这个的惩罚。
And because I drink from the water, I know that.
为什么我们知道？因为是我们去饮这个神的活水，让我们知道。
And if you're a Christian, you respond. You respond to that by giving of yourself to God.
若然我们是基督徒的时候，我们相信神的时候，我们去饮这个活水，我们就有一个回应。
See, it's very logical. You feel indebted. If somebody risked their life for you, you feel indebted to them, right? You want to give your life for them, right?
我们呢，譬如说我们明白就是说，若有人呢去牺牲他的生命去救我们的时候，我们觉得我们欠这个人的一个债，一个生命。
That's why we love heroes, right? Heroes risk their lives for the sake of others, right? We love that.
为什么我喜欢有这个英雄啊？因为呢，英雄呢，怎样他们去牺牲他们自己的生命去拯救其他人。
Right, if you're in trouble and your house is burning down,and if somebody comes in and rescues you and saves your life, you're going to be indebted to them.
譬如说你的屋有着火，有个英雄去入这个火场去救人的时候，你觉得是你会沾这个人的人情，一个人的生命。
But if you don't sense any danger, if you're oblivious to any danger, and somebody says, I'm going to jump, you're not drowning, but somebody says, I'm going to jump in the water to save you, you're going to say you're an idiot.
但譬如说另一个例子就是说，若然你自己不是一个，譬如说在一个河流那里，你不是这个人去浸亲的时候，有个人跳下水去救，你觉得这个人有傻的，我都没有浸亲，你怎么下去救我呢？
See, that's why you gotta know that you're indebted. Indebted to God. And the only proper response if he's saved you is to give of yourself to him.
所以就话我哋人，我哋要明白就系我哋嘅情况，我哋系要需要去得救，而就系耶稣基督去受到呢个惩罚，佢领呢个惩罚，让到我哋能够得救。所以我哋明白就系话我哋系欠神呢个情，呢个情就系我哋需要去回应。
In a few minutes, Pastor Thomas is going to lead us to drink from the rock. You're going to be drinking from the rock, but it's got to mean something, right?
因为牧师要领我们这个圣餐，就我们一起喝这个葡萄汁，就是领喝这个水，就说这个水就是磐石出来的水。
And so if you're not drinking from the rock, you ought not to partake, because then you don't know the Christ.
如果你不能够明白这个水代表，就是说这个磐石的水是代表主耶稣基督的时候，我们不是一个真正的基督徒。
But consider whatThe rock of Christ means what has been done for you.
我们去明白就是说这个水，耶稣基督这个水，他的血是代表什么意思，他为到我们所做的是什么。
And then, when you do believe, come and sup.
所以说若然你是若然之后令人明白的时候，我欢迎你去一起领这个圣餐。
You see, for those of you who think that this is a bit fuzzy,you know, that you've never really understood what's going on here and how to receive Christ and things like that. Again, don't drink today. But go to him. And you'll see. Admit that you're a sinner. And receive him.
and trust in what He, Jesus, has done for you.
虽然你如果在座当中你是未相信主耶稣基督成人个人教主不能够去明白究竟这个盘石是什么意思，我邀请你都是去等待，不要领一个圣餐，希望你去寻求去究竟是看究竟这个水是代表什么意思，之后能够才去领这个饼和这个杯。
Because it's only Jesus that can save you. So in your heart, go to Him, bow before Him, say to Him, nothing in my hands I bring, simply to the cross I cling.
所以让我们去明白，就是说我们没有任何做到什么能够得到这份的救恩，去明白唯有是主耶稣基督，是他钉在十字架上为我们的罪而死，那你就可能明白。
See, that's why the Bible and that's why we always harp on God's grace, because if you receive Christ freely, then you can drink. You can drink of the water.
若然你是真的能够去明白神这个救恩的时候，你能够去饮这个杯。
And that will enable you, to live a life that pleases the Lord.
就是说若然你能够明白的时候，你才能够饮这个杯，而令到这个杯给到你的生命，给到你能够活出这个基督徒的生命。
Father, I pray that if anything that I said here is not in line with your word, that people would forget about it.
主要求你去帮助我们，即是能够去记得，即是去刚才所讲的说话。
But if there is some truth, and it's your truth, I pray that you'd pierce the hearts of people here.
刚才所讲的说话，原来是神你所喜悦的，是在真实的时候，神啊，求你将这个说话印在人的心板上。
That people would actually thirst after you.
所以希望人在听的时候，真是会觉得这个灵当中有这个渴。
That they would see that, you know, looking at stories about Moses and Israel is not a waste of their time.
而是能够去生命上有一个机渴，去看这个圣经，看到这个摩西，怎样看到就是需要寻找你。
But that Christ is really on every page of the Bible.
其实在圣经里面每一页都是有代表了主耶稣基督。
And that we need a Savior.
而我们是需要这个拯救者。
We need a Lord in our life.
我们需要神在我们生命当中。
Because there's so many voices out there, Lord, today that are just bombarding us with ideas and worldviews, we're responsible, Lord, to make sense of all of that.
其实在这个世界当中，很多时间，我们会听到很多不同的声音，很多的意见，我们应该怎样去过我们的生命，但是主求你去帮助我们。
And so will you help us? Will you help us clarify things, Lord? Will you help us to see that life is about you?
求主让我们明白，就是说让我们明白，我们生命是为着你而活。
It's knowing you, it's following you.
让我们明白，就是说我们要去明白你，去追求你。
That will entail suffering.
若然的时候，我们能够先至能够去处理这个受苦。And it will entail challenges. 我们才能够去面对我们人生命当中的挣扎。And
we will fall.
我们人会有这个跌倒。But
we will be in good hands if we drink from the rock.
但当我虽然是有跌倒的时候，但我明白我们是有着这个灵的活水去帮助我们。Israel
drank, and that day they were saved.
以色列人当时他们去饮这个活水，得到得救。But
they weren't out of the wilderness yet.
就他仍然都未出到这个沙漠这个地方。And
as many of you know firsthand, we need to drink too, but we're not out of the wilderness yet either.
我们都明白，就是说我们当中我们都有这个活水去明白，但我们都完全未的，有多时不够明白。In
fact, I think it's going to be more challenging in the next few years to live the Christian life in New York City.
我们明白，就是说其实在我们生命当中，来紧的时间，在这个纽约市当中，成为一个基督徒，更加的是困难。
And so that's why we got to continue to drink. Otherwise, we'll end up like unfaithful Israel.
若然的时候，如果我们不能够这样做的时候，我们就好像 23,000
were left dead because they continued to go against the living God.
因为就好像当时当中有23,000人都是去死，为什么？因为他们不去相信主耶稣基督。
A whole generation over the age of 20, including Moses, left out of the promised land.
就是当时的情况，就是说好像20岁以上的人，也都是当中里面有摩西，因为他们的小信，令到他们不能够聚合，入到这个迦南地。
Thanks be to God, we see Moses appear with Elijah. In the New Testament, when Jesus is transfigured, so eventually Moses gets there.
但也很感谢，就是说，见到就是说，最后的摩西，他的灵都入到，因为他的相信。
And that's the gospel.
这就是神迹的福音。
May we treasure it, may it affect us, may we digest it more today.
让我们去看这个圣经，让我们去咀嚼这个圣经，让我们去明白这个圣经。
Help us to reflect on that as we come to your table.
让我们在我们领这个圣餐之前，让我们都能够去思想。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求。